Some of them, there you just know enough to kind of whet your appetite. You wonder what was going on here and how it happened and what they did. Some of it is, when you read the scripture, you look for why was this story included? And sometimes you find it, the Holy Spirit has arranged it so that it's right next to a miracle or right before a sermon or afterwards as a kind of a living illustration. Always it shows how wise God is and how powerful Jesus is, how miraculous his works are, and especially the miracles there, they point to Jesus, they listen to him. And so as we read them, we our faith builds as we see the reaction of the people around them. When we look at these miracles, you should ask questions. Not whether it happened, you know it happened, the Bible said it happened, but try to flesh it out a little bit in your mind. When it says that leaders of the Jews objected, put a frown on their face, roll their eyes when they're looking at one another, have them whisper, have them mutter and complain. Maybe you could see them sitting there hitting their staff on the ground while he's talking, as if, you know, we object to this. Or the people that believe in him, when you're imagining them, put the look of wonder on their face, or the surprise, or maybe even the fear, knowing I'm really close to something that's a lot bigger than me. When they ask questions, I do that. And those people who are desperately trying to hear the gospel, but maybe receive healing or something, in your mind, make them look desperate. Because think of Bartimaeus, the blind man, sitting by the road, and his one chance is walking by. The one he's been hearing about, and he will not shut up. Don't you love that about him? I know God did. Jesus stopped everything and gave him what he asked for. Don't you love thinking about that woman who had been sick for 12 years and how she is clawing her way through that crowd trying to just touch him? If I could just do that. You also see all of the acts of faith on the parts of the people, and the great reward is Jesus not only gives them what they're asked for, but reminds everyone around, did you see this? Did you see what's happening?